AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Just a few days before Christmas, President Biden is worried about the weather.
It's dangerous and threatening. This is really a very serious weather alert here. And it goes from Oklahoma all the way to Wyoming and Wyoming to Maine.
The National Weather Service reports temperatures across the central high plains plunged 50 degrees in just a few hours. In much of the country, the Christmas weekend could be the coldest in decades. Forecasters are expecting a bomb cyclone in the Great Lakes. When atmospheric pressure drops very quickly in a strong storm, it will increase winds and create blizzard conditions. Ukrainian shelling has been reported in a hotel in a Russian-controlled city in Donetsk. It comes a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Washington. Texas Democrat in the House, Sheila Jackson Lee, was at Zelensky's speech to Congress.
They're fighting for democracy. We've taken democracy somewhat lightly because we are used to it. But I think after the January 6th committee's report, his speech culminates a sense of duty for the American people.
The economy grew at an unexpectedly strong pace in the third quarter.
Consumers shrugged off rampant inflation and rising interest rates. The government reports that the U.S. GDP returned to growth at a rate of 3.2%. That's an upgrade from earlier Commerce Department estimates of around 2.9%. The numbers were driven by strong exports and healthy consumer spending. Despite the rosy numbers, economists are forecasting slower growth looking ahead under the pressure of higher interest rates engineered by the Federal Reserve to combat inflation.
The median projection for real GDP growth stands at just 0.5% this year and next.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell addressed the issue at a news conference in mid-December after the key rate was raised another half a percentage point.
No one knows with any certainty where the economy will be a year or more from now.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Jobless claims ticked up slightly. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
There were some 216,000 people seeking unemployment benefits last week, about 2,000 more than the week before. But the labor market remains strong as the Federal Reserve continues steps to cool the economy. The four-week moving average of claims, which smooths out some of the week-to-week reporting, actually fell by more than 6,000 to nearly 222,000. For the week ending December 10th, about 1.6 million people were receiving jobless aid. That's down from the week before. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In his Christmas greeting, Pope Francis warned Vatican bureaucrats, cardinals, bishops, and priests to beware the devil that lurks among them, saying it's an elegant demon that works in people who have a rigid, holier-than-thou way of living the Catholic faith. He urged them to repent. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.